Hi, everyone. I am excited to jump on the airwaves each Friday with a quick snippet of something I'm going to share with you based on the current series of the podcast. In today's snippet, I'm sharing a homeschool hack, a tip that has basically saved my homeschool over the past 9 years that we've been doing this. It is so simple that I'm practically embarrassed to share it. But since talking with many other homeschool moms, I seem to be in the minority of those who use it. So, my homeschool hack is Pinterest. So many people mock Pinterest as a website which boasts perfect houses, recipes, and makeup tutorials that nobody can live up to. But I am constantly on my Pinterest pages searching for old pins, pinning new articles, or information that I use pretty much on a daily basis. Here's how I use it. Number one, the most important thing is to have several boards that separate topics. I started with just one basic homeschool board back when I opened my Pinterest account, but it has since morphed into dozens of more specific boards, which make the pins so much easier to find. Number two, that pin it button that you can download from Pinterest is super easy to have on your browser and it's very handy. So go to Pinterest and download it, put it on your browser and start using it. Number three, I do a lot of online searches for curriculum reviews and other curriculums and lesson plans. When I know I've found something I'll need, I use that pin it button and pin it immediately so I don't have to search for it again in a Google search. Number four, there have been times when I couldn't remember which board I've pinned a specific article or website to, but if you go into your Pinterest account and select pins, you can see all the pins that you recently put into your boards. I usually find it pretty much right away, but beware, only the pins that you put into public boards will be visible in your pins. If you've pinned them to locked or secret boards, they won't show up under your pins. Number five. Then, on days when I need to find a documentary to watch or when I want to change up the way the kids are studying a particular topic, I head to my Pinterest account and search under the subject, for example, homeschool math, and look for suggestions or movies or worksheets that I've pinned. It saves me a whole lot of research time at the beginning of the week or the morning of a particular day. It's like having a curriculum catalog at your fingertips with your specific interests in mind because you created it. If you want to search my homeschool Pinterest boards, you can find me at pinterest.com/smithical. I hope this snippet was helpful. We will be back on the airwaves next week with a full episode. Until next time.